the nation. Father, we thank you, Lord, for truly this is the day that you have made. And Father, we choose to rejoice in this day. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of what you're doing in this season. Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare, even as we stand in the gap in this prophetic midnight prayer, we stand and believing and trusting you, Father, that this time it will be a space of unity. Lord, not only a space of unity, but it will also be a space of strength. It will also be a space of power where your anointing will flow freely. And Father, we thank you and we declare in the name of Jesus that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare and we say and we speak that you are our Lord of Lords and you are our King of Kings. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare in the name of Jesus that our footsteps have already been ordered by you. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that there is greatness that shall befall your people. We declare in the name of Jesus that we walk in victory. We declare that everything that will be done on this call, that you will get the glory and you will get the honor now and forevermore in the name of Jesus. All right, people of God, let's start praying in the Holy Ghost. In the name of
Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now for life, health, and strength today, because this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This day, Father God, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father God, for our heads, Father God. We thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan. We thank you for the lady, First Lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father God, and their submission to you, Father God, their commitment to you, Father God. We thank you for our leaders, Father God. We lift them up today, Father God. We thank you for every prophet and prophetess that is on this line, Father God, and even the ones that aren't on the line. We thank you, Father God, that your word, Father God, these prayers, Father God, are even extending to them, even in connection, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that we are in alignment, in unity, in love right now, in connection, Father God, in the body of Christ. We thank you, Father God, that you are moving in a mighty way, Father God. Touch this midnight cry tonight like never before, Father God. We press through, Father God. We come before your throne of grace boldly as we ought to, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We praise you, Father God. We glorify your name. We lift you up, Father God, because you are worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all honor. You are worthy of all glory. Oh, Father God, forgive us if we have did anything or if we've said anything that wasn't pleasing in your sight, oh, Lord. Forgive us. Wash us in your blood and make us whiter than snow, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are transforming us and renewing us, even in our minds and our hearts, Father God, that we are growing closer to you, Father God, that you are teaching us your ways, Father God, that you are teaching us your path, Father God, that you are teaching us your will for our life, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even when the going gets tough, Father God, thank you, Father God, that because of your strength, the tough gets going, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the spirit of endurance, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we are moving forward in the things of you, Father God, that we are gaining strength and gaining ground. Anything that the devil has stole from us, we are taking it back even now because we recognize our divine birthright through the Son of God being joint heirs, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are moving in us and working through us, Father God. We thank you that we are blessed and not cursed. We thank you that we are prosperous, Father God, and not lacking, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are working things out for the good. And we thank you, Father God, right now that you shall deliver us from all of our tribulations, that you shall deliver us from all of our trials. Thank you, Father God, that you hear our cry tonight as we continue to press forward in this midnight cry. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. I thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and doing in our life, God. I thank you, Father God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step in your word, oh God. I thank you, God, for comforting and healing the sick and the shedding, oh God. I thank you, God, for the lost to bring them back home, oh God. I thank you for our children that went astray to bring them back, God, and to bring them in your order, God. I decree and declare that prosperity, riches, success is coming our way. I decree and declare, oh God, in your holy name that strongholds will be broken, oh God. Oh God, that I decree and declare, oh God, that negativity won't be upon us, oh God, that we will love, that we will trust you as you will have us to, oh God. I thank you for unity, oh God, in your holy name, oh God. I thank you, God, for salvation, God. I thank you for your angel of prosperity, God. I thank you for your angel of grace and your angel of mercy, God. I thank you for your angel of protection, God, all around us, God. I thank you for all the prophets and prophetess on the line and even the ones that's not, oh God. I thank you for our leader, oh God, Master Bernard Jordan and his wife, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. I thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in their lives, oh God. I thank you, God, for wisdom that you have given them, oh God. I thank you for the knowledge and the understanding, God, so they can do what you will have for them to do, oh God. I thank you for health. I thank you for strength, oh God. I thank you, God, for healing, God, in your holy and wonderful name. We pray, oh God. I thank you, God, even the president and God, that you will be the one that had the last say, that it will be your way and not no other way, oh God, in your holy name, oh God. And I thank you for those who don't know you, God, to recognize their sins, repent, and give their hearts and minds to you so they can walk in your way and in your direction, oh God. I thank you for making us your mouthpiece, oh God, in your holy name, oh God. I thank you, God. I decree and declare, oh God, I thank you, God, in your precious mighty name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord. We thank you so much for our leadership, Lord. We thank you for our bishop and Pastor Jordan, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives in this season. Lord, we thank you for healing, Lord. We thank you for prosperity, Lord. We thank you for financial blessing, Lord. We thank you for our families, Lord. We thank you for the covering you're putting over our families, Lord. We thank you for our renewed mind, our Christ mind, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being there for us and even when we don't know that we need you, Lord. We thank you for always covering us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Lord, you are our strength. We know that you are our strength, Lord God. And we appreciate you and we glorify you and we magnify your name, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the covering you put on us in this season, Lord God. We thank you for what we're walking through in this season, Lord. We thank you for everything that's going on in our lives, Lord, because we know you will direct us and will direct our footsteps in this season, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you and just raise your name on high.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the blessing. And thank you, Lord, for the healing, Prophet Bostic, Minister Bostic, and putting a covering over his family and all the people that are reaching out, all the prophets and the partners that are needing help. And, Lord, we thank you for the financial blessing you're sending forth for them and the healing you're giving them in this season. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We just thank you and just keep praising your holy name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen
and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you, Father God. The wise men still seek you. And Lord God, you said in your word, them that seek you early shall find you. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Some of us at night, and some of us have started the day. But God, we come together on one accord. We come together on one accord in this sacred space of our Grand Master Prophet Archbishop Ebenor Jordan and our spiritual mother, Lady Deborah Jordan, and our spiritual grandmother, Mother Mary Jordan and Mother Mary Barron. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the Jordans. We thank you for the children. We thank you for the grandchildren. Father, we thank you for those to come, Father. Lord, we thank you for every minister in this house, God, every prophet in this house, and our families that are represented, Father. Father God, we thank you as we come, God, we come as one, and we ask that you forgive us, God, of anything we've done or said or thought of contrary to your word, oh God. Wash us and cleanse us in the blood of Jesus. And Father God, we receive it now. And God, we love you and we praise you because you first love us. Now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, right now, continue to look upon Prophet Stephen Bostic and his wife, Father, and the children. Father God, we just thank you for all that you're doing. Father God, all that you have done, all you shall do. We thank you for raising him up to be a testimony, God, of your miracles, Father. We thank you right now, God, for touching each and every person that's going through some kind of physical ailment, God, for your words and many are the affliction of the righteous, but you shall deliver us from them all. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our children. We lift up all that we care about, all that are near and dear our hearts, God. And we thank you, Father, for the healing. We thank you for wholeness. We thank you for the newness of life. We ask, God, that you would expand our territories. We ask, God, that you give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, God, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, God. We thank you for making us trees of righteousness, the planting of you, Lord, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that your will be done, not our will, but let your will be done in our lives. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give each and every one of us, God, the desires of our heart, God, as we pray, seeking your face this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the manifestations of every miracle that we're believing and asking you for. In the mighty name of Jesus, and God, we be careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. For the thief be found, he must pay full restitution. He must pay double for the trouble that he has caused. And in the name of Jesus, Father God, we decree and declare restoration. Restoration for all the callers tonight, restoration for back to our rightful place, right standing, right relationship, right alignment in finance, restoring health, prestige, and position, restoring real estate. God, we decree and declare restoration for credit issues, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, restore the lands of our fathers, that which has been stolen through the hands of our oppressors. Break the bonds of wickedness. We command double for our trouble. We declare jubilee for all that was taken, all that was lost, all that has been manipulated out of our hands is restored even now. Double, Lord God, for oppression. Double for illness. Double for separation and of severance of relationships, double for every broken heart, Lord God. We decree healing, restoration, and repair. We declare, Lord God, peace. Every night of sleep that has been lost, Lord God, double restoration of that relief of stress, Lord God. Double, Lord God, for illness. Double, Lord God, for loss of finance, Lord God. Double, Lord God, for every attack. We decree and declare victory in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for double shall even be restored to our archbishop and to our beloved pastor, Pastor Deborah. Double for every spirit that has come against them, every enemy, every foe. Double of the peace, double of the favor, double recompense, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua,
amen and amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you for another midnight cry. We thank you now, God, because we know that you are God and besides you there is no other. Father God, we thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega, Father, being the master of our lives, Father. We thank you now. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing for us, Father. We thank you even now for weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, Father God, we thank you because we know happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, a people saved by God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for salvation. We thank you because we know that it's only the blood that can wash us white as snow. Father God, we thank you because we know that we've been saved from sin. We thank you, Lord, because we know that you're an ever-present help in our time of need. Father God, we thank you now because we know and we decree and declare, Father, even now, let God arise and his enemies be scattered, Father God. We ask you now, Father, to touch your people that are on this line. Touch their families. Touch their households, Father. We ask right now, we decree and declare wisdom, Father, over our family members, over our finances, Father, because you said that wisdom is the principal thing. Father God, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing. Out with the old, in with the new. Father God, we thank you for new healing. We thank you for new strength. We thank you for new courageousness. We thank you for new audacity, new boldness, Father. We thank you for the new thing that you're continuing to do in each and every one of our lives, Father, in a way that only you know how. Father God, we thank you for the miracles, Father, that you're doing even in our families, Father. Those sheep that have been lost, Father, those sheep that may have turned their back on you, Father God, we thank you because we know that thou hast been saving them, Father. We thank you for our leaders, Father God, and Master Prophet Archbishop, and we thank you for Pastor Deborah, Father. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, touch the hearts and minds of our spouses. Touch the hearts and minds of our children, Father God. We thank you for our grandparents, for our elders, for our guardians, Father God. We ask you that you touch them now, Father. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to invigorate them with purpose, Father. For we know that you know that the plans that you have for us, Father, plans for us to prosper, plans to give us a future. For we know that it gives the Father great pleasure to give us the kingdom. Father God, we thank you for the kingdom. We thank you for making our path straight, Father, preparing the way, Father, for your kingdom to come, Father. We thank you for it now in advance, Father, and we'll be so careful, Father, to give you all the glory, to give you all the praise. We thank you now for your masterful peace, your everlasting love, your kindness, your joy that you abound to each and every one of us. In the masterful name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every heart, every soul that's here on the line this morning, Father God. We thank you for your ever-loving and everlasting peace that surrounds us even now, Father God. Father, surround our homes and protect and guide us even now, Father God. Order our steps even now as we come and as we go, Father. Release the protecting angels even now, Father God. And encompass around our children and our loved ones, even our elders, Father God. I lift them up, Father God. Give them their right minds, even, Father God. Allow them to be with you, Father God. Father, touch our children, Father God. Touch their hearts and their spirits and their minds even now, Father God. Father, allow us to dream, innovative dreams even now, Father God. Father, allow your wisdom and your words to leave our lips, Father God, that when we're communicating, let our words begin to edify you, Father God, and lift your name up, Father God. Father, we thank you for peace of mind. We thank you for our families. We thank you for love. We thank you for joy. And most importantly, we thank you for peace, Father God. We thank you for this time to begin to lift you up as the people of God come together before you, Father God. Father, lead us. Allow your will to be done in our lives. Not our will, Father God, but your will. Let your will be done in our lives. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we come to you today with our open hearts, our open mind, God. Father God, we ask that you touch our eyes and touch our ears to hear. Touch our mouth, God. Touch our tongue to speak on for what you want us to speak. Let what we speak be glorified in your name, God. Father God, we come to you and we thank you. We thank you for all the things you've been doing in our lives in this season and in this time and on this midnight prayer call. We thank you for every breakdown because we know that there's a breakthrough, God. We thank you for the increase, the double increase and the double portion that you have placed in our lives, God. We thank you for the favor that you have placed around us, God. Father God, every person that is sitting on this call, God, we ask that you send a very unique blessing, a peacefulness, God, a new vitality, God, of new energy and new joy that will come into their lives and spread into their family and their homes, God. Father God, we thank you because we know that the victory has already been won, God. Father God, we know that this is our time where we're going to rise up and we're going to glorify your name, God. Father God, we lift up our children, God. Father God, I ask that you do a miracle, God, with runaways, God, that you touch the heart, God, and make a change, God, to guide them back into the right place, God. Father God, we lift up anyone that is going through anything with pain, God. We ask that you remove the pain, God, and place it with joy, God. Father God, we know that this is our time where we're going to be able to move in your name, God. Father God, we lift up every entrepreneur that is on this call, God, to give new network ideas, business ideas, prosperous ideas, God. Send your angel of inspiration to inspire others that is around us. Let us to show others how to increase, God. Father God, we thank you for the prosperity, God, and teaching us how to prosper in your name, God. Father God, we know that this is our time, God, and you are ordering our steps, God. We thank you for each and every journey that you have placed us on, God. Father God, we thank you for even when we're feeling that we're not right, God, you come and you give us a sense of peace, God. Father God, we thank you even when we're feeling down, God, you know how to lift us up, God. Father God, when we're going wrong, you know how to make us to go right, God. Father God, we thank you, God. Father God, we ask that you protect our children, God. Send your angel of protection around them, God. Father God, I ask that you touch even our elderly, that is the mature ones that are in our lives, God, and the young ones, God. Father God, do not miss anything, God. Father God, we praise your name, God. We thank you for the joy. We thank you for everything that you have placed in our lives, God. Father God, I even lift up our school boards. I lift up our government system, God, in your name, God. Father God, I ask that you even guide their heart, God. Father God, let it be pleasing in your name, God. Father God, teach us the way that we're supposed to be able to do, God. Father God, we know that this is our time and this is our season, God. And with all things, you get all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Yes, Father God, we thank you right now. This is the day that you have made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, we thank you right now that your word said men shall always pray and never faint. And Father God, we refuse to give up. And Father God, as you said through your son, David, your servant in this psalm. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto our cry. And Father God, I thank you right now that you are hearing every cry, every prayer request right now. And Father God, we thank you right now that you are hastening the answer and the solution and the blessing and the breakthrough and the healing, hallelujah, and even the restoration power back to your people, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we decree, we declare victory and breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. And we say no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over your people right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over every family, every home, hallelujah, their finances, their careers, their jobs, God, even their cars, hallelujah, their neighborhoods, their state, their city, Father God, as they go to and for, let no hurt, harm, or danger befall them, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we come against every generational curse right now, in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to go before us to make every crooked place straight, in the name of Jesus. And Lord Jesus, be our peacemaker right now where there's confusion, God, and any relationship, any situation in our life, be our peacemaker, Lord Jesus. Tear down every wall of partition right now in the name of Jesus. Bless every pastor, every bishop, every evangelist, hallelujah, every prophet, every teacher, God. Bless them, God. Bless their ministries all over the world, God. Break out revival, Father God. We call forth revival, God. And God, as we come into this new restoration Sunday, God, Father God, I thank you right now that your dunamis power is right now working in us and through us, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now that you're bringing forth the lost right now from the north, from the south, and the east, and the west, that they may come into your kingdom and, God, receive salvation, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now for revival, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, break every yoke of depression, oppression right now. Break it right now off your people right now. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenezer George, our beloved Pastor Prophet is Deborah George. We thank you, Father God, for their beloved family, hallelujah, their children and their grandchildren. We thank you for, hallelujah, Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan and Mother Prophetess Mary Barron, God. God, build them up where they're toned down, where they're weak, God. Make them strong, God, in the name of Jesus. God, bring healing and, hallelujah, and restoration to their bodies, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for every ministry that is under joy right now, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that, God, you will bless us, God. God, you will hasten the word of the Lord that has been spoken out of the mouth of the prophet. You are hastening, God. We thank you for the harvest, God. God, keep us, brace us, and keep us in a spirit of expectation that we will receive manifestation of blessings in the harvest, God, and the breakthrough that you have await for us. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for victory and breakthrough right now. Victory and breakthrough. We decree it, we declare it now, and we call forth your angel to begin to surround your people in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
And Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, because it is your day that you have made, and Father, we will rejoice in it. Father, we pray, Lord, even as this day moves forward, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just move in the services on the day, Father, and Father, as your people will enter into your house, Father, let them not leave the same, but transform them, Lord. Renew their strength. Refresh their strength, Father. Father, give them a mind to want to serve you. Give them a mind to want to do right. In the name of Jesus, and Father, even as we move around around the hedges and the highways and the byways, Father. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for divine protection, Father. Father, keep us, Father. Father, we charge the angels in the name of the Lord that they will go before us to bring about protection and safety in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch the bishops, the pastors, and ministers, and deacons, deaconesses, and clergy everywhere. Touch them from the crown of their head, even to the soles of their feet. And Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you're touching those that are sick, those that are oppressed, depressed. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you're touching them, because you said in your word, let the sick say, I am healed. Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree healing, we decree breakthrough, we decree, Father, your spirit will move and come alive in the heart of your people in the name of Jesus. Father, stir us up as never before, Father, so that we will do your will, so that we will not back down, but we will stand. Having done all, Father, we choose to stand. We will not give up, Father. Father, we say, send the rains of your spirit, Father. Send your glory into the houses, Father. Send your glory, Father. Let us not be the same, Father. Father, stir us up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bring creativity, Father. Father, even as we speak, Father, let us not speak of our own accord, but let us speak your word in power and in might and in strength in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way, Father, as we move forth this day, Father. But Father, we thank you, Lord, that your word says you load us daily with benefits. Father, we receive your benefits and we offer them back up unto you, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, for every household that's represented here, Lord. Bless them, Father. Show yourself mighty on their behalf. Prove yourself mighty on their behalf in the name of Jesus. And whatever need, whatever request that they have before you, Father. Father, we thank you in advance that it's already done, Father. Father, we believe your word, and we stand upon your word, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, now and forevermore, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Well, Prophetess Naomi, we're going to turn it over to you. We want to thank everyone. We pray that everyone have a powerful time in the Lord later on today in their services. Let God move. Let God have his way, because greatness is upon us, and God is making us one. God Amen. Is making us one. We are moving in the spirit of unity, and God is making us one as never before. There will not be any division in the house of God, because God is bringing unity to his people everywhere in Jesus' name. Amen. So Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase, give the last words. And I just, again, as always, thank you all. I love every one of you. And know that when I go up, we all going up together. It's going to be a collective breakthrough, a collective miracle, a collective blessing that God is going to pour upon us as we continue to stand in faith, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And we want to let everyone know we do have a real quick announcement. We have morning church service for those that are in the New York City area. You can come to 310 Riverside Drive at 103rd Street, New York, New York, or call our 888-831-0434 if you need any updates concerning that. But the service time is 9:30 leadership Bible study class, then 11 a.m. regular church service, and then 4 p.m. church service. You can join us there as well. And I'm also going to be seeking the pastor to put all of the churches that are affiliated with us on our Pastor Deborah Jordan's website, so you could be also part of other prophetic church ministries in that area, or send us that email, which we're working on a lot of things in the background. All right, is there any other announcements from the Company of Prophets that anyone would like to give? Please announce.
Prophetess.
Yes.
Naomi, this is Prophetess Pastor Masterine Cohen and Shekinah. We'll be in our service time at 12:30 p.m. And we're at 1265 South Lane Avenue here in Jacksonville, Florida, Unit 12 and 13. And our service time tomorrow is at 12:30 p.m. And everyone is welcome out. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Pastor Masterine. And I'm going to be putting that up on Pastor Deborah Jordan's website as well, that information. So those that are in the Jacksonville, Florida area, right in that area, you can definitely go there and have a church home prophetic family, you can definitely be there at 12:30. All right, I want to say thank you to all, and good night, and God bless.